Jesus and the disciples came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, asked him, "Can you see anything?" The man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. After I read Mark's words at the end of the gospel reading, "The blind man saw everything clearly," I immediately thought of the 1972 song by Johnny Nash. "I can see clearly now, the rain has gone," you know it. Today's healing story is the only recorded healing of Jesus that takes place in stages. It was the two-step process. For the first step, Jesus put saliva on the eyes of the blind man and laid his hands on him. Saliva was considered a healing remedy in ancient times. And this gave the man partial vision. For the second step, Jesus laid his hands on the man's eyes again. The second step resulted in complete healing. I've said many times since November that Mark is a skilled storyteller. Bible scholars point out a storytelling technique called the Markan sandwich. It's a sandwich because Mark starts the story, the first slice of bread, and then he interrupts it with another story, the main contents of the sandwich. And then he finishes the story that he started earlier, the other slice of bread, thus a sandwich. Mark has at least 20 very clear such sandwiches. Today's healing story is the middle of a Markan sandwich. So let's look at what happens on either side of today's healing. On either side, Jesus was having conversation with his apostles. And the catch is this. Just before this healing of the blind man, Jesus asked the apostles this question. Listen. "Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you not yet understand?" And then there's the healing, the main part of the sandwich. And then the conversation continues after the healing. Jesus asks the apostles, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answers Jesus, "You are Messiah." Remember the first words of Mark's story? Listen to the beginning of the good news of Jesus, Messiah, Son of God. What Peter said to Jesus, "You are Messiah," is the first time since the beginning of his story that Mark used the word Messiah. This whole first section, we're halfway through Mark. This whole first section is leading up to the point of calling Jesus Messiah. Today's Markan sandwich tells us who Jesus is. And just as Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man, Jesus is opening the eyes of his disciples to know who he is. Jesus is showing us that he is Messiah, the anointed one of God. Jesus is healing spiritual eyes just as he healed physical eyes. Jesus is healing spiritual eyes to show us who he really is. So Mark has placed this story of gradual recovery here as an analogy of faith. Mark wants us to understand that faith is a process. Faith doesn't come all at once. It took the apostles a long time to get to this point of even being able to say that Jesus is the Messiah, and they still didn't understand all that well. There was a one-page article in our Lutheran magazine about 40 years ago with a story about how faith is a process. 40 years ago, I've literally told this story in that magazine hundreds of times over the years. It goes like this. Two people fall asleep on a totally dark night. Totally dark. One sleeps outside a cave in the open air, and the other sleeps inside the cave. At midnight, both are in total darkness. In the morning, the person outside the cave wakes up at sunrise. And as the sun rises, light gradually increases. The morning gets brighter and brighter. And at high noon, the sun is totally bright. Meanwhile, the person inside the cave stays inside until noon. And it's totally dark inside the cave. And as that person leaves the cave at high noon, the experience is a sudden burst of brightness. The sun is totally bright. Now both people are at noon. The sun is the same for both. It's totally bright. But their experiences to get to high noon were completely different. And that's how faith works. Some people come to faith gradually, like many of us. Born into a family of faith, baptized as infants, going to Sunday school, going to confirmation, growing in faith through weekly worship. And some people come to faith suddenly at high noon in a powerful spiritual moment. Both kinds of faith are good. Whether we get there gradually or suddenly, our faith at high noon is this: Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. What I like most about this analogy of the cave is what follows. Both people at high noon need to travel through the rest of the day growing in faith. Both people need to travel through the rest of their lives growing in faith. Faith doesn't end at high noon. We're on a journey of faith for life. Faith is a lifelong process. So Mark is halfway through his story. It's high noon. The apostles came to faith in Jesus. You are Messiah, they said. And now they need to travel the rest of the day. Now they need to travel to the cross and resurrection. Did you notice after the man said he could see partially, Mark tells us Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again. I think that word is extremely important. Again. This healing story teaches us that healing and faith is a process. A process where Jesus comes in to heal us again and again. Again and again. In a way, this story that we've heard today, the healing of the blind man, is a sneak preview of what God is preparing for us, for our lives. This life that we're living now is our first step. We know about eternity, but only with human eyes, only with human minds. What we know and understand about eternity is blurry. We can only see partially. No matter how much we think we know and understand about eternity, it's only partial. Our final step, the second step for us, is God's gift of total spiritual sight. The complete healing of our souls happens in our resurrection. Then we can truly say, I can see clearly now. We're on our way to our resurrection as we travel through life. My favorite line in the song, I Can See Clearly Now, is this: I can see all obstacles in my way. That's a true story about life. When we open our eyes and when we look at the whole picture, even on those, as the song says, bright, sunshiny days, everything's bright and sunshiny, there are still obstacles to navigate. There's still a life to live. But we can see the obstacles clearly. And in faith, we know that we can get through those obstacles in Christ. So there will be obstacles as we move from high noon to the resurrection. There will be cloudy days. There will be storms. There will be physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual sickness and blindness. There'll be suffering. There'll be clouds of sadness and depression. But we can see clearly enough now to know and believe that Jesus comes to us and heals us. With eyes of faith, we can know this and believe it. Because Jesus comes to us and lays his hands upon us every day of our journey. Day by day, Jesus comes to us to heal us. Jesus comes to us to lay his hands upon us, whatever condition we're in, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. Jesus lays his hands upon us and heals us again. Jesus comes and lays his hands upon us and forgives us again. Jesus comes and lays his hands upon us and feeds us again. Jesus comes into our lives on our journey, lays his hands upon us, and loves us again and again, again and again. Let us pray. Pray for those you know who are struggling physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. As you think of these persons, visualize Jesus laying his hands upon them. Pray for those you know who are living in any kind of darkness. Visualize Jesus laying his hands upon them. Pray for the healing of our nation and the whole world, especially places where there's turmoil and war, hatred and violence. And visualize Jesus laying his hands upon our world.